Democrats who opposed the Medicare bill have lost no time explaining their position to seniors. Today, two North Carolina congressmen visited a retirement home in Raleigh. They answered questions about the bill and also suggested that the battle against it wasn't completely over. Lita Hartman reports.
About 75 senior citizens at the Heritage Retirement Community came to hear Representatives David Price and Brad Miller explain their interpretation of the Medicare bill. For the Democrats, this wasn't just an opportunity to answer questions, it was also a chance to point out the bill's shortcomings and possibly weaken it as a Republican campaign issue. Congressman Price said the legislation would hurt Medicare by forcing it to compete with heavily subsidized private companies in providing prescription drug coverage.
We should simply write a prescription drug benefit into Medicare and then have it available, whether it's the public plan or the private plan, to all beneficiaries. That's what we thought we were doing, right? But that's what our Republican friends have refused to do.
The seniors who attended were, for the most part, middle class or more affluent. Many already had prescription coverage through private insurance plans. Still, they had a variety of concerns. The most pointed question for the Democrats came from 82-year-old George Gady.
But it does make me wonder why 4 years ago, when you had the executive branch and the Congress that had the power to do some of this stuff, why didn't you do something different? Why didn't you get something passed at that time that might be a lot better than this?
Congressman Price said it was hard to put together a majority to get drug coverage earlier and acknowledged his own disappointment and frustration. But most of the anger was reserved for the AARP, which endorsed the legislation after opposing it as recently as this summer. Several seniors suggested the lobbying group for the elderly was influenced by the profit it makes selling health insurance and by the revenue it gets from drug company ads in its magazine. Here's 84-year-old Jack McCall.
AARP, I was a member, I'm now resigned. AARP, I confronted them on this some time ago and said, aren't you into a conflict of interest? You're an insurance company and you're an operation for us. They're in a conflict of interest the same as the Republican Party. They've been bought and sold.
Not everyone, though, was completely critical. Several seniors said they liked the component in the bill that provided drug benefits for very low-income people. Polly Williams hasn't given up her AARP membership.
The people that I know in AARP are sincerely dedicated to the welfare of elderly people, and they are seeing that this is a, you know, in many respects, a good bill. And I don't think that the organization should be tainted by these accusations.
The most common question had to do with what comes next, now that the bill is headed to President Bush's desk. Jack McCall.
Congressman, assuming that this has been a victory for insurance companies and pharmaceutical companies, and it's already passed, what can senior citizens like us do now that this is a fait accompli?
This was a question the congressman liked. Recalling the repeal of a catastrophic insurance provision to Medicare in the late 1980s, Representative Brad Miller told his listeners, "Raise holy hell." For NPR News, I'm Lita Hartman in Raleigh, North Carolina.